This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com. What's going on, guys?
Oh, so much has gone down since the last we spoke.
Well, who wants to start? Should I tell my schlocky?
Yeah, do the light item first.
Yeah. I'll do the light item. So I was very excited this morning because I started getting some emails. I was on WNYC this morning to talk about healthcare. And that grossly overstates what my ultimate contribution on air was. I got all excited because I'm like, oh, I'm on NPR. And I got like 5 seconds and it was just me telling this real schlocky joke about how I was surprised by a medical care bill. And then they brought in like a quality analyst to talk about the history. I must have spent like an hour with this journalist and I had all sorts of interesting facts and whatever. I got a Canadian charge master to show the cost of healthcare. And all that made it into the final cut was my some terrible joke.
So, you want to tell the joke?
You know what? I'd prefer not to. I consider it a cool failure, in fact.
You realize we're all just going to go to WNYC.org and find out anyway.
All right. Well, I think I said that getting a surprise medical bill, it talked about a surprise medical bill that I got. And I said it was, it felt like waking up in a bathtub full of ice when your kidneys taken out. It wasn't even a good joke, even though I laughed at it.
That, by the way, was the best I could do of a rim shot with my stapler. I'll do it again.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a terrible joke. And worse yet, as I'm prone to do, I laughed at my own joke. That's also what
if you didn't laugh at your own jokes, I'd wonder who you were and like why this pod person had overtaken Joko.
It was terrible. So I was like, the kudos still rolled in, which was really weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
well, it's funny because, right, you congratulate somebody for being on the TV or on the radio or something, especially if it's, a high prestige outlet like NPR. But honestly, the most important thing for getting on the radio, and I'm not saying this is shit on you, because I do it too, is just getting back to them quickly and being willing to answer any question, even if it's well outside your expertise. Because the way journalists think is they just have like quote TK, right? Which is like, I need a quote for this. Well, it's their version of I need a cite for this. So like when you're writing a paper, you always have like, well, here's this idiotic null hypothesis, but I can't just say my finding is obvious. I've got to set it up as if someone would actually expect to find the other. So I got to find some idiot who said X because I'm arguing Y.
Right.
And then so you'll write in a placeholder like I need a cite for X, and you'll spend the next 2 weeks walking around your department, every person you bump into saying, do you know a site on X? And that's exactly what a journalist's daily work consists of. They need to find somebody who's willing to say a quote because they can't just say their own speculations. They've got to find some very official sounding Queen's College professor person to repeat their own ideas back to them.
You're so cynical. My goodness.
For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.